Morning, Mesechus Zvachim. We are in the sixth parak, right to Mishnah Hey. Mishnah discusses the procedures of Olas Ha'Of, the elevation offering, which is completely consumed, and this is for specifically a bird, in the event that a person cannot afford an animal to bring a Ola, so they can bring a less expensive offering, a bird. We're going to contrast this to the previous Mishnah of Achatas Ha'Of, the sin offering for a bird. So the Mishnah asks, Ketzad Hoysanasas, how was it done? So Olal Bekeves, so when it came to the Kohen, he would take this bird, he would bring it already up to the top of the ramp. Ufon Olasoyve, he would return, Uvoloi Lokeren Dromis Mizrachis. And he would turn to the southeastern part of the altar, which is basically immediately to one's right. Hayamoylekis Rosha Mimul Arpa. Similar to the way it was done. As we mentioned yesterday, instead of shechita for a bird, we do malika, in that the back of the neck is pierced through the with Kohen's sharp right thumb nail. Umabdil, and here it's different in that we actually do decapitate or separate the head from the rest of the bird's body, as opposed to the chatas of, which we mentioned before, the sin offering, that we said lo yavdil, that one may not do so. Here it is done. They are separated. Matzah dama al kirim mizbeach, and the blood is sprinkled upon the wall of the altar. Notel as a rosh. So therefore, since they're now separated, we use each part separately as part of the avoda, and this is what was done with the head. Hikiv base malikasel mizbeach, that they would take the place of where the malika was performed on the neck, and they would bring that toward the mizbeach. Usafagul of a melech, and that part, which was this incision, if you will, they would put salt all over it, because it's necessary, as the pasuk says, I'll call karboncha takrib melech, before anything was used on the mizbeach, it was necessary first to put salt on it. Uzarku al gabi ha'ishim, and then afterwards it was sprinkled or placed together on the fire. Bolol guf, when it came to the body of this carbon, the heseres hamura ves hanoitza ves b'nei mayim hayotzi mima, they would remove certain parts of the body of this bird, including its feathers. The shlichan lebeis hadeshen, and it would be brought to the place of the beis hadeshen where there were ashes. Shisa v'lo hivdil, and then finally the Mishnah says that they would make an incision in the body of the ant of the bird. But v'lo hivdil, again, in this situation, it cannot be separated. You cannot break the body into two parts. And hivdil kasher, if one did so, it's still kasher. Usvagu b'melech uzarkal gam ha'ishim, as we mentioned before, that it's necessary to first cover it with salt, and then afterwards it is completely burnt. When it comes to all olos, all elevation offerings, the kohen, no one eats it; rather, it's completely consumed on the mizbeach.